We had the opportunity to work with the young people at this year's 2010 Oklahoma Beef Ambassador Competition, doing interviews with all of the contestants during the media portion of the interview process and the judging process. The interviews that we did were judged by three judges, and the idea was to try to get a feel of how exactly a young person might be able to respond to a media interview, and also the knowledge that they were able to exhibit during that interview. The winner of the senior division of the Oklahoma Beef Ambassador Competition this year, Cass Pfeiffer from Orlando, will now represent Oklahoma this fall in South Dakota at the National Beef Ambassador Competition. And here's the conversation that we had with Cass during Oklahoma's Beef Ambassador Contest.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with the cattle industry.
Well, my family has been raising cattle. I'm a fifth-generation Angus breeder. We had a dispersal cell in 2001, and now we put in embryos for express ranches. So we raise all of their cattle and then sell them through their cells. So we raise Angus cattle for them, and then also we have some registered Angus cattle of our own, as well as running stocker calves. So we have a variety.
So lots of knowledge about the beef industry.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit, you know, when you think about the things that a consumer wants to know about the beef industry today, we kind of can start with what you know back on the farm or ranch, and that's they wonder, do we take good care of our animals? Do we take good care of the farm or the ranch? Are we good environmental stewards? Let's start with that. Why, or maybe what's the message to a consumer about our environmental stewardship?
I think the message would have to be that, you know, we're doing our part. And I think that we need to be able to get it out there into the media so that they don't just perceive that, oh, they're doing everything wrong. They're doing it all wrong. They need to know the facts about it.
What's right and what's wrong?
With our environmental status, I mean, we could get better in terms of, like, keeping the ground, like, where it needs to be, and then also, like, greenhouse gas-wise. But at the same time, we're producing more cattle with less greenhouse gases now than we were in like 20 years ago. So I think we're continuing to get better at what we're doing our part for the environment. So I think just maybe a few more improvements would be better. But
now, the other thing about that consumers are worried about, especially consumers that are away from the farm, away from the ranch. They don't know anybody who raises cattle at all, but they're told that we don't take very good care of our animals, that they're factory farms. What's the message? How do we tell them that we do care about our animals?
Well, I think that to prove it to them would just be let them come out to your farm for a day. I mean, I'd be willing to let people come out to my farm and see how we treat our animals because, I mean, we don't harm our animals at all, and I think that if they think we are harming our animals, then, I mean, they can come out and check, but at the same time, I mean, we're doing what we have to do to be able to produce enough food for the world, and if they want to change things, then they're probably not going to get the right amount of food to feed everyone, and I think that's probably something we need to be more worried about is how many hungry people are there out there versus how much food we're going to take away because of they think we're harming our animals because of the perception that they have.
Right. One thing that consumers also are very concerned about is this whole idea of food safety. And that does start back on the farmer, the ranch, you know, it goes all the way down to the supermarket and even to the consumer, they've got responsibility as well. What's the beef industry's message about food safety these days, you think?
I think that we're doing all that we can to improve food safety every day, getting different things like animal ID, being able to track animals from when they're born to when they're slaughtered, just basically being able to check what diseases they might have and then trying to control if there is a disease outbreak or a spread or something, being able to control that. And so being able to know for sure that your meat is going to be safe for you.
When we think about safety and what that means for the consumer, part of that, they've got some responsibility themselves. Mm-hmm. Beef industry's got a lot of information, like on their website and other things, that talks about how we properly cook meat, including ground beef. Have you seen some of that information? Have you read any of that literature?
Yeah. Ground beef needs to be cooked to be fully done 160, but actually some of the bacteria and stuff is killed at 140, but 160 degrees Fahrenheit is where it needs to be cooked to. And I think consumers need to know those facts as well, so that they know, well, yeah, it does start at the farm, but once you get this food, you need to know how to cook it in order to not get an illness from that meat.
How do we communicate in your mind from an ambassador or a producer point of view? How do we, maybe with the care of not insulting the consumer, but at the same time making sure they understand that?
I think just going out into the public, maybe even like taking a trip to a larger city, because a lot of larger cities are, you know, the places where people don't exactly know. Going out, just getting the word out. I mean, going into the news and the media, just showing them and communicating with them, basically, and not like forcing it on them, but just talking with them and so they know.
One of the great stories the beef industry's got is the nutritional story. A lot of benefits about eating beef. What are the highlights in your mind?
Beef is a good source of iron, of vitamins, and just all the essentials that you need are going to be in a serving of beef. So protein, everything that you need is in beef, and it's healthy for you. There's 29 cuts of beef that are healthier than chicken. So there's different options out there for you. But beef offers a lot of different good options for you.
Now, a program like the Beef Ambassadors has the chance to really take a message from a young person like yourself that maybe has got a beef background to someone that has no beef background, and you're conversing with them like we're talking today. If you were doing that, what would you really want to tell them that would maybe pump them up and get them excited about beef?
I guess I would just have to say that, you know, beef, it's good for you, and we aren't doing anything to harm our animals, and it comes from good people. So I guess it would just have to be that beef all around is good from start to finish. So just to make sure that they know everything about it that they need to know.
Oklahoma Beef Ambassador Cass Pfeiffer hoping to be a national beef ambassador when she competes this fall in South Dakota. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.